persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
What does the Trump conviction mean? Biden said it sends a message that no one is above the law. Yeah, right. Except for his son, Hunter, and himself, of course. His brother. And don't forget Mr. Garland and Blinken. Throw him in there. All of them violating the Constitution. Don't forget the biggest crook of all, Hillary and Obama. Let's remember Fauci, right? Crimes against humanity. Hear about the recent FOIA secured email correspondence between Fauci, Jacques, Collins, and Anderson, whose name is spelled with a dollar sign in place of the S to hide it from FOIA request searches. Anyway, and don't forget Gates and Soros. Anyway, Bongino recently observed that we've come to a place where our government representatives are cult leaders. Well, okay, he didn't actually say that, but he did observe that we have come to a place where science is embodied in a man named Fauci. I am science. And the Democrat Party is democracy. So go against Fauci and you are against science. Go against the Democrat Party and you are against democracy. Reminds me of that scene in Lady Hawk when the Bishop of Aquila extends his holy ring, I think it was to a guy named Cesar, his captain, and said, to break faith with me is to break faith with, and he gestures toward heaven, him. While the captain kisses the ring of the church, the new priest caste, politics, politicians, the new priest caste, science, that is science, falsely so-called. Did you know that's in the Bible, by the way? A warning to avoid science falsely so-called, 1 Timothy 6:20, which actually, of course, means God does encourage scientific inquiry. Anyway, they take such power over you that they'll decide whether or not you're black. Remember, Biden, if you're going to vote for Trump, you ain't black. Unreal. Ideals like justice are reduced to whatever the party or cult needs or wants. If it serves the party's interests, it's justice. Truth is whatever the party believes you should believe. Now, whether the party leaders believe it, that's irrelevant. It's what they want you to believe. Truth is what they want. You understand this? Truth is whatever serves the party interests and actually the leaders of the party, the cult leaders. Truth is whatever advances the wealth and power of the cult leader. So hang on, folks. Because you're about to get a whole boatload of genuine, objective, eternal, never-changing
truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
What does the Trump conviction mean? As I mentioned in my opening, the liars will attempt to spin this as a win for justice. You know, right, that no one is above the law. This is almost as big a joke as the whole woke idea of gender confusion and sex reassignment surgery. Friend, you'd have to rearrange every cell in the human body and then find a way to make sure, put a blocker in there so it doesn't revert back to the natural order. It's XX or XY. There's no XYX or YXY or YY. Friend, it's XX or XY. It's not XYZ or ZZ. Anyway, you get the idea. No operation changes the fundamental distinctions that exist at the chromosomal level. It's all superficial manipulation of appearances, my friend. There's no fundamental change in the biological gender that's possible through hormone therapy or surgery. Not even that Hungarian Kariko and all her expertise in the manipulation of an mRNA vaccine could ever get it done. One thing is clear. The Trump conviction shows what happens when unreasonable and wicked men and women set themselves above the law. Even CNN legal analysts are saying, and I quote, Merkin violated the Constitution, end quote. Yeah, Zellin, one of CNN's legal analysts, says, and I quote, I hate to do this, but I would be remiss if I didn't. Whether you're driving in a Ford or a Ferrari, if someone gives you bad directions, you're going to end up lost. And those jury instructions were just a complete, just take the Constitution, throw it out a window, burn it, shoot it, and hang it. End quote. Yeah, I'd say that about covers it, Mr. Zellin. First, Bragg invents a crime for which there is no clear statute. I've read that, but it's actually more complicated than that. Let me try to explain this to you. New York has a law that you cannot commit a crime that was done in order to commit a crime. Actually, that's out there. I forget the name of that. But what's going on in New York is you don't have to prove he committed the crime he was trying to commit with the crime he committed. Just prove, sort of, that he committed the crime you allege he committed to commit the crime. You following this? So if you are, say, committing the crime of speeding, but you want to convict the speeder for something much more than that, let's say murder. Well, you say he committed the crime of speeding in the effort to commit a murder. Then you tell the jury, all you have to do is find him guilty of speeding, and if we don't get a unanimous verdict on the charge that he was speeding in order to commit murder, that's okay. That might be somewhat of an oversimplification, but that's what we're doing here. You see, in that way, you could put a guy in the electric chair by building a case that satisfies a jury that he was speeding without having to be unanimous on the charge that he committed murder in the first place. Friend, you do understand, I'm sure, Mr. Bragg never proved Trump personally ordered the payment of the hush money. He never even proved that whatever evidence of manipulation of business records he put in front of the jury was done by Trump or even under his orders. The entire case was circumstantial. But with a biased jury, he was evidently able to get a unanimous agreement that, yeah, Trump probably did that, paying the hush money and manipulating records. And the jury was not warned, by the way, against rendering a guilty verdict on what they think Trump probably did. They weren't instructed in the issue of the rules of evidence. But Merkin and Bragg knew they could not get a unanimous verdict on the charge that the crime of paying hush money, which is not a crime, by the way, okay, or falsifying business records, which also, by the way, is not a crime. Unless it can be proved it was done in order to commit an actual crime that's under statute. In this case, to interfere with an election, which is bad law, by the way. I don't have time to go into it right now, but it's ridiculous trying to prove somebody's motives. This idiot judge instructed the jury that they could render a verdict of guilty even if they were not unanimous on the charge that actually amounts to a crime. The one thing that would be the only actual crime that has any basis in statute, election interference. Which is another thing to think about. Here they are committing election interference while they're charging somebody bogusly for election interference. What Biden is doing is blatant election interference, abusing the law to remove a candidate from running for office. Anyway, the jury was given convoluted instructions, and they weren't written out. They were long and confusing and a tangled mess. The jury was led to believe they could render a guilty verdict if they believed Trump paid the hush money or manipulated business records, even if they were not unanimous on the issue of interfering with an election, which is the only actual crime in this case, election interference. And it's a lousy law. Even if he did prove Trump paid the hush money, and he didn't, even if they did prove that Trump personally manipulated the business records, and they didn't, or that he ordered it to be done, and they didn't, that does not prove he did it to interfere with any New York election. By relieving the state from the burden of proof, and that's what's happened here, friend, they've relieved the state from the burden of proof. The jury was cut loose to render a guilty verdict on all counts, even if they were not in unanimous agreement on the matter of the only thing that could stand as an actual crime, the statute regarding election interference in New York. So now, New York is primed to lay on Trump the penalty of violating their election interference statute, which comes with a huge penalty, by a jury verdict that is not unanimous in its agreement on that charge. Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett said Bragg made, quote, factually impossible, end quote, arguments against Trump. Friend, this is legal abuse. This case was not done lawfully. That judge violated so many rules of law that it's almost, it's an abomination. This case is an abomination. It's the equivalent of an abomination in law. It's certain to be a case study in law school examining ways the government can get it wrong for years to come. A case study on what happens when the institutions charged with dispensing justice come under the power of lawless people. Bragg is a lawless man. Merkin is a lawless judge. The Bible says law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane. 1 Timothy 1:9. Bragg, Biden, Merkin, repent. You are, all of you, profane, disobedient, ungodly, lawless. Like the CNN's legal analyst Zellin said, you have thrown out the Constitution, which is the law of the land. Your conduct is unbecoming your office. I call on you to resign. Yeah, that's right. Okay. A king, priest under God, an ambassador for the kingdom of Jesus Christ, I call on you to resign or face being removed from your office. It would indeed be a travesty against justice if Bragg is not disbarred and Merkin is allowed to continue on the bench after the SCOTUS decides on this. Trump will appeal, of course, but these wicked people in New York are so vile, I think the next thing that they're going to try to do is put Trump into jail to stop him from campaigning. Well, if they do, I'm sure that there's going to be an uprising here. And I don't think with the armed rebellion, that's not the kind of thing I'm talking about. But there's going to be a major popular uprising, and popular support for Trump is going to swell yet again. And maybe, just maybe, there will be some outcry against the injustice perpetrated against the J6 grandmas and daddies and mommies. When will the SCOTUS step in and straighten this mess out? We need Texas or Florida to demand New York extradite Trump into their custody. I don't know if you can do that. And put him before a jury of his peers. Not Biden's peers or Bragg's peers, not Merkin's peers, but true Americans who believe in the Constitution and the rule of law, who will actually judge righteously. I don't know. Maybe we need to kick New York out of the Union. What do you say? They clearly want nothing to do with the Constitution or the rule of law. So get that foul state out of the Union. You reek, New York. The stench of your rot is enough to choke Lenin, Hitler, Stalin. Xi would not even do what you've done. Of course, he probably wouldn't have to, would he? And take California, too, while you're at it. Okay? Kick New York out of the Union and demand our citizen, Donald J. Trump, be extradited to an American state. One that respects the Constitution and the rule of law. Not these vipers that rule with law, but rather put him before people who believe they must rule under the law. These people have arrogated to themselves the idea that they are the law. Now, friend, we do have an ideological pandemic, I'm telling you, where men think they are science, and so therefore, whatever they say is science. And if you disagree, well, you're a science denier. Political parties that think they are democracy. So protecting democracy means protecting their party. And we have Bragg and Merkin and many others in our legal system, including Garland and Ray, who think they are the law. So whatever they do is lawful because they did it. They are the law and therefore just. And if you disagree with that, with what they do, then you are a justice denier. Well, quick kiss in the ring, friend. Look, you're not fooling me with that nonsense. We need to reform the Union around the Constitution, reset this constitutional republic upon its Constitution. We don't need a new one. I'm sorry, LeBan, I love you, Mark, but I don't agree with you on this one. If we refuse to follow the Constitution we have, what makes anyone think this foul, wicked crowd is going to follow a new one? This is not fixed by rewriting the Constitution. It's fixed when we apply it. It's fixed when we reform the character of the people who hold the positions of power in the institutions of our Constitution. And there's the answer. We need to put the power of our constitutional institutions in the hands of lawful, America first, America as founded, loving patriots. I think there should be a call for Trump and the J6 political prisoners to be released now. Surround that cursed state of New York like Joab surrounded Bethel. Well, I guess that doesn't... That's one of those illustrations that won't walk on all fours, as my pastor used to say. New York is of the devil. So is California, by the way. The people of New York and of California must rise up and take their respective states back under God, back under their own power and back under God. A representative in Oregon said he believed Christians should vote for Christians. He said that to a group of Christians. And the Antichrist crowd in Oregon got wind of it. And now they're trying to bring him up on ethics violation. He's getting death threats, all kinds of stuff. John Jay, our first Chief Justice on the Supreme Court, he said the same thing, that Christians should prefer Christians to rule over them. George Washington said as much. Our founders believed and said so out loud in front of God and everybody that this government was not suitable. It wasn't framed for ungodly people, unrighteous people. We already fought this war back in 1776, friend. A king named George ignored the rights of Englishmen on these shores. And we said, no, thank you. You go your way, we'll go ours. They attacked, we defended, and we beat them. These people are ignoring our rights as endowed to us by God. They are using law just like the devil uses it to entrap the righteous, and that's a foul business, friend, let me tell you. And you know what? Come to think of it, King Georgie, did you know he had a friend in New Yorkers? Yeah, apparently New York wants to go back to the rule of kings and the lie of the divine right of kings. But you know what, New Yorkers, that's your business. New York, if you want to kiss the feet of your master Bidenistas, if you want to kiss the ring of your cult leader, Obama, and the others, go ahead. That's your business. But you have unjustly and unlawfully convicted a free citizen. You violated the Constitution and the endowed rights of that man and of our J6ers. And so, look, Texas or Florida, maybe Tennessee, somebody out there, how about Arkansas? Huckabee Sanders? How about you step up? I understand the Attorney General of Texas has said he's going to do whatever he can to fix this mess. I don't know, file for extra. I don't even, I understand that would be complicated, and but we got to do something. Begin a petition to remove New York from the Union. Start a petition from We the People to remove Biden from office. Forget about waiting for Congress to do something. Right? Don't even wait for November 5. You just start a petition to the government to redress a grievance and say, we want Biden out. I do our own voting. You try to use their system with the ballots, they just cheat. I know. Let's round up the entire Democrat party and send them to China. They want to govern us like Xi? Well, let's just send them to be governed by Xi. How's that? Hey, Xi, how about we send all your puppets to you? We're tired of feeding them. You feed them. We don't want them here. Look, justice is not fluid, friend. It's a fixed mark. Justice is not a sparrow compass that points only in the direction of what you want, of what the Democrats want. Yeah, I'm hopping mad. That's what oppression does. It makes even a wise man mad. Ecclesiastes 7:7, surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. And by the way, it goes on to say, a gift destroyeth the heart. Yeah, that's the rest of that verse. It destroys justice too, friend, the heart of culture. Yeah, it destroys justice, puts it in cardiac arrest. Hey, you wicked, evil lover of darkness, Merkin, how much are they paying you, fella? Did you get your retirement funded? Well, I hope you're going to need it. I'm getting weary of this business that these people hate Trump, that it's some kind of strange phenomenon called TDS. Now, I'm not fussing at anybody. I've used the expression hundreds of times, and I get it. But listen, this is about lovers of darkness. This is not just about a bunch of people who don't like Trump, because he's not one of them. This is evil. This is absolute evil. These people are lovers of darkness. They're lovers of money. It's all about worshiping their god Mammon. It's about corrupt souls feeding their lust for power. This is what demon-possessed people do. This is what you get from leaders who bow the knee to the god of Mammon. These are devil-worshipping lovers of the father of the lie. They are bought and paid for by Satan, owned by him. How much, Merkin? How much did your daughter rack up with your racket? What did they offer you? What was your price? Barack Obama went into office worth $1.3 million. He ended his second term worth $70 million. How does that happen? I demand to know by what magic he turned $1.3 million into $70 million in 8 years. George Bush went in at $20 million and left with $40 million. Bill Clinton went in with what Obama did, $1.3 million. Only Clinton left office with $241.5 million. What? How does that happen? I know you were selling the Lincoln bedroom for campaign donations. I know. How do you rack up that much from your serving your god mammon? But I wonder what was China paying you for the access you provided to them to our military secrets? Oh, yeah. During the Year of the Rat. Uh-huh. I got that book. A World War II war hero, 5 Bronze Star recipient, sick to his heart at what Clinton was doing to his country, gave me the book, Year of the Rat. And I read it. What did China pay? And I checked it out, by the way, dead on. What did China pay the Clintons for access to our military secrets? He came into office with $1.3 million. He leaves with $241 million. I want an audit. I want to know exactly what the Clintons did to turn $1.3 million into $241 million in 8 years. George H.W. Bush, a.k.a. Daddy Bush, entered office with $4 million. He leaves with $23 million. Jimmy Carter went in with $2.3 million. He left with $10 million. Now, I want to know what these presidents did to increase their net worth 100-fold in some cases while serving the people. Trump never took a check from the American people. He donated every penny of his salary every payday to some American cause. And he is the only one who left office with less than he had when he took the oath. $3 billion going in, $2.3 billion going out. What's that, about $700 million loss in 4 years? Who is it that said the only way anyone makes money in politics is if they're crooked? Here it is. Harry S. Truman. You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Quote, end quote. Politics has become a money-making racket in America, and they don't like Trump because he's about to bust up their racket. And we need to stand behind him with all we've got because he's given us all he's got. It's not about ideology, friend. It's about money. These people are not dedicated to any ideology. They use ideology to make money. They manipulate people with nonsense ideology if they can turn a buck with it. That's why they're promoting the ideology of sex change operations, because money, money, money by the pound. It's not about anything so noble as belief in democracy or protecting democracy or defending the little guy. It's all about money and the political power they need to protect their god, Mammon. Friend, we are at a crossroads. It is a time for choosing. It's time to choose this day who you will serve, Mammon or the God of our fathers. You cannot serve both. Jesus said no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Let me tell you something. You cannot serve the interests of the Democrat Party and the interests of freedom and liberty. You can't do it. It won't work. Pick your God. We need a new God in Washington town. We need the God of our fathers. We need to tear down the idols to Mammon that have been built throughout our land, and in your own heart, perhaps, beat down his altars and destroy his worshipers. It's a war between the gods, the God of money, grubbing, power, lusting, sycophants to Satan, against the mighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. When will the church become so exercised about all of this that they will enter into prayer without ceasing, like they did in the book of Acts chapter 12, 5? Do something. So what does the Trump conviction mean? Well, it certainly means we cannot trust the justice system today in the hands of unbelievers, in the hands of mammon worshipers. Unbelievers are no good. That's what the Bible says in Psalm 57, 1. And I suppose we could balance that out a little bit. There are good and honest hearts that have not yet embraced the truth of the gospel of the kingdom, but they will. But they are truth doers. And Jesus said they'll come to the light. Those who love darkness are certainly worthless. But there are some whose hearts sincerely do truth. John 3, 17 to 21 talks about that. And listen to Luke 8, 15. And this is talking about somebody before they receive Christ. But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Now these will at least be honest and maybe reasoned with. Lovers of darkness are beyond reasoning. I think they are rather like the Cretans. Paul said they're always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies, Titus 1:12. The only thing to do with those sorts of folks is to rebuke them sharply, Titus 1:13. We are being run by cretins. Some are saying justice has died in America. Now, I understand feeling that way. But my friend, we don't need to resurrect justice. We just need to call her attention back into our culture. And I'll explain why it's never true that justice dies. But it is true that she will step away from us and remove herself from our culture. And there are very specific things we can do to get her back. So be encouraged, patriots. Justice might be standing afar off from us, but she is most certainly not dead. I'll explain what we must do to get her attention. Hold on through the break. I'll be right back. Oh, no. Friend, I have blown through the whole show here in this rant. I'll address this some more Saturday night at about 8 p.m. for the Brain Massage Live and in my pulpit Sunday morning, so be there. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button and send me an email. I'm putting together an offer to buy the KUHL station, its equipment, and license. If you want to be a part of this and you want to help us keep this broadcast coming to you on that station, then by all means, give me a call. Dial 805-314-2114 and leave a message for me. I'll get back to you. You can call my wife, who is my secretary, and she'll set up an appointment for us to talk face-to-face or over the phone. So God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. I have the distinct pleasure to be with Terry France. Terry is the owner-operator of Senior Care Authority, and she's got an event coming up I wanted all of you to know about.
Senior Care Authority is an elder care consulting company that specializes in placements in assisted living, memory care, independent living, that kind of thing. But one of the things that we have that's signature to our company is a program called Beyond Driving with Dignity. The creator of that program is Matt Gerwell, and he'll be coming on Tuesday, June 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. in Pismo Beach. Beyond Driving with Dignity is the name of the program. It was developed to help bring a peaceful solution to the complex, sensitive, and emotional senior driving issue when that senior gets to the point where they possibly should be giving up their driving. And it's a horrible thing for the senior because they feel like they're giving up their independence. However, the beauty of our program is that it helps the senior to kind of stay in the driver's seat, so to speak, in their mind, because they're getting to make the decision. Our program that evening is called Sips, Snacks, and Solutions for Seniors, and we'll be focusing on our Beyond Driving with Dignity program, 2241 Price Street, Pismo Beach, in the parking lot of the Seacrest Hotel, the banquet room underneath the Blast and Brew. My phone number is 805-299-1211, and my email is Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at seniorcareauthority.com.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air.
Terry France can help you with your senior care needs. Please give her a call. Use 805-299-1211. Or email her at Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at seniorcareauthority.com. Terry owns the Senior Care Authority franchise for the Central Coast. Her number again, 805-299-1211. Use that number to learn more about the exciting event she's offering help when it's needed to help your senior retire from driving with dignity, which will give you great peace of mind. And come on by the lighthouse. Let's work together to pull California out of the mouth of the devouring lion and save our once golden state.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.